scared?
I'm still scared.
PJ Perry says he and most of his family had refused to get the COVID vaccine.
Where have you gotten most of your news from regarding the vaccine?
It's on Facebook and, you know, people sending you stuff.
The Delta variant is skyrocketing, according to the mainstream news. They're now going into the intensive care unit, interviewing critically ill patients, as you can see here, and they have a very strong message for you. Get vaccinated. Before, they were not for the vaccines, but now they are for the vaccines. How convenient, ladies and gentlemen. When will this propaganda end, is the question. They're bringing in the crisis actors. They're telling you to get the vaccine. And what makes matters even worse, ladies and gentlemen, is that now they're bringing in the crucifix. How many of you have seen a crucifix when you go to the local clinic or to your hospital? But they're bringing the crucifix into this news report for a reason. They want Christians to know, come get your vaccine or this could be you. This new world order has reached a new low in this pandemic, to say the least. Not only are we seeing crisis actors, but we're seeing subliminal psychological operations being inserted into their newscast, targeting Christians to get the vaccine. It's an outrage. Everyone should be outraged by their propaganda campaign on many different fronts. For the first time since this pandemic began, we're actually getting to see what's going on inside these intensive care units. And as you can see, these people are critically ill. They need the oxygen. And if they don't get the oxygen, then what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen? We don't know. But the message is clear. Come get your vaccine or else. Have you seen the propaganda? It's nonstop. Get your vaccine or you're going to die, bitches. Nonstop. It's your choice. Get the vaccine or die. And it's like, where do these people come from? We know where they come from. They come straight from hell, ladies and gentlemen. It's obvious these people on television come straight from hell. They also tell you that the vaccine is working. If it wasn't for the vaccine, there'd be a whole lot more deaths. The fact that there are no deaths right now in the middle of summer means that the vaccine is working. They're getting desperate. They know time is running out. Why is time running out, ladies and gentlemen? Because this virus is much like the flu. In fact, the flu has disappeared, but it peaks in the winter months. Now check out this graph here. On the left are the case numbers. You can see July 4th there. That's 2020, last summer before the vaccines. And there are no cases. This is in the UK, by the way. Now, on the other side of the screen are the deaths. And as you can see, between June 24th and September 22nd, there are no deaths. That was the summer of 2020. But then as winter season came along, the flu season came along, the deaths began to skyrocket. And then summer came along again this summer. And just like last summer, no deaths. But they tell you that there are no deaths because of the vaccine, when in fact there are no deaths because it's summer, ladies and gentlemen. And they know summer will end soon. Time is running out. And once September, October, November comes around, it's going to be painfully obvious that their vaccines don't work and the deaths will begin to skyrocket once again. And people will be asking the question, why? Why, ladies and gentlemen? Because their vaccines don't work and everybody knows it. Now check out this graph from Sweden. ladies and gentlemen. No lockdowns, hardly any vaccines, no case numbers. In the UK, all sorts of vaccines. Nearly 70% of the people are vaccinated. And the cases are skyrocketing. And it wasn't like this last summer. All you have to do is compare this summer with the vaccines to last summer with no vaccines. And the truth becomes painfully obvious, but they try to obfuscate that with all sorts of propaganda. It's disgusting. These people are so dishonest, ladies and gentlemen, on so many different levels. Not to mention that we know that this vaccine is toxic with all sorts of side effects and it's causing all sorts of brain damage, damage to the circulatory system. But it gets worse. Here we've got a comparison of all the countries that are most vaccinated compared to all of the other countries that are unvaccinated. On the left-hand side is a list of the most vaccinated countries. And on the right-hand side, we can see which countries are skyrocketing with the new Delta. And it's, of course, the countries that are the most vaccinated. Now, we're also learning that not all of these vaccines are the same. It seems like the AstraZeneca is a pitiful vaccine. It protects virtually nothing, according to the antibody counts in this latest scientific study published in The Lancet. What we see here in the blue is the Pfizer. What we see in the pink is the AstraZeneca and the antibody counts. And as you can see, it tapers off after about 2 months. And so after 2 months, people are virtually unprotected by the vaccine. And with the AstraZeneca, they were essentially never really protected with the vaccine at all, according to the antibody counts. And so when we look at countries like the UK, which is pretty much all AstraZeneca, it's no surprise that their numbers are skyrocketing because they got the worst vaccine, essentially. There's a lot you can say about the propaganda that's happening right now. You hear them talk about the Delta variant being 1,000 times worse than the regular variant, that it shuts down the immune system. That sounds like the 5G. That shuts down the immune system, ladies and gentlemen. We also know that the people that are vaccinated have synthetic antibodies that are tailored to a specific strain, kind of like flu season. Sometimes it's a hit, sometimes it's a miss, according to the science. And obviously, the new strains aren't going to be in the old vaccines. They'll never be in the old vaccines. And obviously, the virus, if there is such a thing, is going to become resistant, like bacteria become resistant to antibiotics. And so there's always going to be a new strain because of the vaccinated. So we know that the vaccine has all sorts of side effects. It can kill in seconds and minutes and days. It's not even a vaccine, it's gene therapy. It alters the genome. It spreads to every organ. It sheds to the unvaccinated. It's a threat to us all. It doesn't protect from the virus, and it causes new variants to spawn. That's what this vaccine does. And, of course, the vaccinated are more susceptible to new variants than the unvaccinated because the unvaccinated still have a real immune system, where the vaccinated have a synthetic immune system that is completely hyped up on old strains. And so nothing that the mainstream news is telling people right now is genuine, true, or real. In fact, all throughout this pandemic, nobody's ever seen the bodies on the street. You don't see people bringing out their dead. You don't see people dropping dead on the streets because of this virus. But you do see people dropping dead because of this vaccine. And they want to peddle this to children. These people are drug dealers. And they're heretics and they're monsters. But this is part of the eugenics program. Just like how they're poisoning the food, the air, and the water. Just like how they're molesting your children in schools. These people on television are monsters. They want to bring out crisis actors. They want to go into the ICU and make believe that they're actually interviewing people that are sick. And then they want to show us the crucifix, the cross, and psyop us into thinking that, oh, Christians should get the vaccine. It's an outrage. The whole thing is an outrage. Bring out the guillotines, ladies and gentlemen. 1776, that's the American way. These people on television, these politicians have hijacked this system. They're taking advantage of our laws, and they're locking us out of our own democracy, out of our own republic, and they're turning our cities into a giant concentration camp so that they can exterminate everybody they can, not just for the sake of population control, but as some kind of ritual sacrifice to the devil, ladies and gentlemen. These people need to be exorcised from our country, from our midst. Remember that we don't just struggle against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. It's a full-blown spiritual war out there against evil. And these people on the television are the embodiment of that evil. Never forget that, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we weren't going to do a show today, but given that some of y'all came out to support our broadcast, we felt compelled to come out and say thanks, and we appreciate that. It's not easy doing a show like ours. We've brought many huge stories out into the public. Pizzagate, for one, originated on STFN. Most people don't know that. But it got tanked by InfoWars. They fired Joe Biggs, and that's, you know, spawned into something else. But, you know, we've essentially coined the term death towers, flaming death towers, and creepy Biden, and many other stories that have essentially carpet bombed this new world order. And that's why we're on their hit list. You know, we're going to end up like Julian Assange or the dude from Gray State, or, you know, Michael Hastings and many others on the body count list if we don't actually think about our security and financing our off-the-grid living, because we have to be off the grid. We can't just go and have a second job anymore because, you know, Hillary's henchmen will be jumping out of the bushes and the like. Hillary for prison. I mean, we did a lot of that too. So, look, I mean, we don't have much choice but to ask for listener support at this time as we rebuild and the like. And, you know, we're thinking about different models as far as, you know, where the show is going to go and the like. And so we'll just have to see what happens. We'd like to keep it open to the public, but we've done a lot of that, enough of that, if you will. And so we'll have to see exactly what we keep to the public and what we offer to our subscribers on Patreon. And, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, we could be selling, that, but we don't sell nutraceuticals, for one, because undoubtedly, you know, all of you are targets as well to a certain extent. And so anything that we ship out to you through the mail is susceptible to being, you know, switched and swapped. So, you know, we've never gone down that route. And so we're going to think about it. We're thinking about doing one show a week to the public, and then the rest of the shows for the subscribers. And then we'll put out little teasers like, you know, this is the big headlines. Would you like to know more? You've reached your weekly limit of free shows. If you want to see this entire broadcast, then check it out on patreon.com. We're also working on a book, The Origins of Skynet. This is going to be one of the scariest books out there, for sure. And you're going to want to be on the lookout for that. We're probably going to give it out for free to the patrons on Patreon, but otherwise we're going to sell it for $5 and just keep pushing it on every show. But it truly is going to be a mind-boggling, mind-blowing book, to say the least. And that should be out hopefully in the next couple of weeks. So we're working on that. And so You know, we just thought about that today. We've been thinking about this book for a while. And, you know, given that we're on strike, what are we going to do? Let's write that book. So that's what we're going to do. And as soon as we're done with that book, we're going to reopen the chat. So be on the lookout for that. We'll reopen the chat probably around August 1st. The video guy lost his mind yesterday, blew away the chat. And so we apologize for that. And, you know, it is what it is. Full moon madness. What else is on the table here? But we're still on strike. One job's enough. Would you work for free? We appreciate all the people that have chipped in, that are supporting the show. It means a lot to us after everything that we've gone through and everything that we're going to have to go through collectively. But there's still a lot more to do until these traitors, you know, face justice. None of us are going to be free. And, you know, as far as the controlled opposition, they're just going to take you, you know, only so far. And then they're going to, you know, rug pull or pull the rug from underneath you. And that's going to be the way it'll happen until, you know, we get back on track. And we'd like to set up a, you know, a band.video type of platform where we can host all the videos and do live shows and all of that. But we definitely need to rebuild on an uncensored platform. So we're focusing on Telegram and BitChute for the time being, but eventually we're going to hopefully put together our very own platform for the audience. But all of that requires, you know, a lot of money. The hosting for videos is very expensive. It's not like, you know, hosting a domain for a website for like $5 a month. Doing video from your very own website is super expensive. That's why people choose, you know, Fakebook and ScrewTube, because the video hosting is free and then they plug you with tons of commercials and the like. So it's expensive, and just putting together platforms like that is a huge budget. And right now, you know, our budget is like $200-$300 a month. And given that we have to live off the grid for security purposes, you know, the walls are closing in. So we have to do something. And it's not our, you know, first choice as far as, you know, how we'd like to do this broadcast, but we've been doing it for free for many years. And, you know, we've had a huge impact on society, for better or for worse. And so, you know, I think we've made our contribution, and, you know, we certainly have contributed to the current events in terms of the plandemic and the vaccine and the like. So, so, you know, we don't feel like, you know, morally like conflicted, but we definitely have to think about keeping the lights on and, you know, putting food on the table just like everybody else. And, you know, it'd be different if we could have a regular kind of life, but after, you know, 8 years of broadcasting on STFN, you know, it's just not possible. So it has to be like this. And, you know, we obviously don't like having to sell anything to people or push anybody or push anything on people at all. But we feel that, you know, $5 a month for most people out there is really nothing. You know, you buy people a beer all the time. You tip the waiter $5 a month. Why not tip the paper boy? And if everybody contributes $5, then we can have a budget and grow this show to where it needs to be and provide for our security. So that's, you know, it makes sense to me. So that's what we're going to do. And, you know, like it or not, that's just the way it is. And so there you go. That's it for this broadcast. We weren't going to do a show because we're on strike. But given that everybody kind of, you know, some of y'all turned out and gave me a show of support, I decided to come on air and let you guys know what's going on, not only with, you know, some of the propaganda, but as well as what our plans are for the relative near future. We'll leave it there for this broadcast. You can't imagine all the crazy things happening behind the scenes right now, but it's like the Matrix with, you know, agents, you know, showing up everywhere these days. So we've got our hands full. We got real world stuff to accomplish as well as, you know, doing the show. So, you know, we're doing our part. But if you guys can help us out, then you're definitely helping out this fight against evil. And we appreciate that. Consider it a charitable contribution. We'll leave it there for this broadcast. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Support our show at patreon.com/STF News. Be on the lookout for the new book coming out, Skynet, the origins of Skynet. It's going to be mind-blowing, big time. It's juicy. It's looking good. Till the next time. If you're listening to this, you are the Resistance.